This is Dan Jones, preacher for the Cowan Church of Christ. James chapter 4, verse 14, in the familiar King James Version of the Bible, tells us that life is like a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Another translation of that verse says, "What is your life? It is like a puff of smoke, visible for a little while and then dissolving into thin air." Another gives the same thought in still different words, saying, "Your life, what is it? You are no more than a mist, seen for a little while and then dispersing." The message here is clear. Earthly life is brief, and it passes quickly. It is surely like that puff of smoke that is seen for a moment and then is gone. As we consider the world in which God placed us, it should be obvious that He intended for us to be happy. Certainly there are distresses to face, but these are the exception. Life is to be enjoyed. This is God's design. It is in harmony with His plan that we make our lives truly happy. And those who serve God faithfully are the happiest people in the world. It is also certain that the Lord has a purpose for mankind. We do not exist merely for the sake of existence. Life does have a purpose, and we succeed or fail in life depending upon whether or not we fulfill that purpose. Probably all that could be said about this purpose can be reduced to this thought: man was made to do the will of God and to be a glory to his Maker. But as we remember that life here is brief, that it is like that puff of smoke or a mist that is seen only for a little while, we should recognize that it is also a time of preparation. Earthly life is not an end in itself. It is the time we have to get ready for something better, and that something better is heaven. It has often been correctly observed that heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. It is certain that heaven would not be suitable for those who make no preparation for it. The truth is that the doors of heaven will be closed to those who will not use their time here in getting ready to go there. In one of his many parables, Jesus tells of a man whose life was obviously a failure, even though outwardly it seemed to be a glorious success. He said the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, "What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits?" And he said, "This will I do, I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee, and then who shall these things be which thou hast provided?" Luke chapter 12, verses 16 through 20. By worldly standards, this man was very successful. He had more than enough material goods to sustain him for a long time to come. But he made a failure of his life. He forgot that it was just a puff of smoke and would soon vanish. God said, "Thy soul is required of thee." Friends, when your brief journey of life in this world is over, what will be said in the record of heaven about the way you lived? Can you afford to be satisfied with a life that is successful only by worldly standards? Or will you aim always for a life that happily fulfills its God-given purpose in preparation for the life that follows? The words of Jesus throughout the entire 25th chapter of the book of Matthew emphasize just how vital it is for us to use the few vapor-like years of this life to prepare for a never-ending eternity. Are you preparing for that eternity? What kind of preparation are you making? Are you making adequate and productive preparation by obeying the word of the Lord? Think about it very seriously.